Welcome, everybody, to interview number two for Friday, July 18th. Today, we are joined by a special guest. We'll mention him after we say our sponsors. Our friends over at Relive the Magic at relivethemagic.net. Relive the Adventure at relivetheadventure.weebly.com. Geek Central Blog at geekcentralblog.blogspot.com. Disney Kate at DisneyKate.com, Orlando Attractions Magazine at AttractionsMagazine.com, Touring Plans at TouringPlans.com, Universal Wizard at Facebook.com/UniversalWizard, and Universal Annual Pass fan page at UniversalAnnualPass.us. Now, welcome guys to our interview. Today we are joined by Sean Lozer, who is one of the actors in Waterworld Stunt Show at Universal Studios Hollywood. He plays Sage. Sean, why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Well, my name is Sean Lozer. I play Sage at Universal Studios. I've been working here for 14 years. I'm a professional stuntman and actor, and I've been in the business for over 20 years. I started my career in Chicago. I started doing acting and theater and improv, and what got me in the stunts was I was a high school diver.
Wow.
And I had an audition where I had to do a high fall, and because I had some type of air sense because of my diving experience, I was able to get that job, and then from there it just kind of took off.
Awesome. Wow. So from what I'm reading here, is that you've been kicked in the face by Will Ferrell, shoved down the stairs, mm-hmm. and thrown over a buffet by Brendan Roth, all for no reason.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really nothing.
Yeah.
I'm actually, it's kind of exciting. I realize I've actually worked with like six superheroes.
Wow.
The original Incredible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
I've worked with him. I worked with the original Wonder Woman, with Superman. Spider-Man. I think I'm missing somebody. Iron Man.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
just so you guys know, Sean is a professional actor and stuntman. As I said earlier, he's appeared in The Amazing Spider-Man, Good Christian Bells, Conan, True Blood, The Tonight Show, NCIS LA, Pair of Kings, GCB, Step Brothers, iCarly, My Name is Earl, The Sarah Silverman Program, The Comebacks, Numbers, General Hospital, some random name. let's get right started. So, like on our last interview, Universal Studios Hollywood gave the opportunity to revitalize Waterworld at Universal Studios Hollywood, and with a brand new company and Action Horizons, they are now the brand new owner of the show. Of Waterworld, both at Universal Studios Hollywood, Universal Studios Singapore, and Universal Studios Japan. So, what basically happened is they changed around the show, fixed up some things that the Hollywood version kind of had, and most of all, bring us into the show. So, do you guys have anything else to say? No? Alex? Nothing. Okay, so before we start, a sponsor of this show, the Dallas Thompson Foundation, where your money is his money. Yep. That's one of our main sponsors. Okay, so, yeah. So, let's get right started into the interview. So, first of all, how'd you get involved in the industry?
Well, it's, in the industry, I've always been kind of acting a little bit. I did one play in high school, and then I'm originally from Chicago, so there's a lot of theater and improv in Chicago.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I started studying that at the Second City, at the Improv Olympic, and I started performing that way, and I was on some house teams. Amy Poehler was actually my coach, my improv
coach.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Amy Poehler.
Yeah,
nice.
She's cool. Yeah, yeah. So that was a lot of good times back in Chicago. And then as I was there, I did an audition for the Batman stunt show.
Oh, we're at Magic Mountain, right?
Right, but that was Six Flags and Great America. That's
Oh,
in that's
yeah.
true.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one in Chicago. And
Yeah, the
that one they needed a character who was in the audience. He played an audience volunteer. And in that show, I had to do a high fall, and because of the I was a diver in high school, and because of that experience, I was able to prove to the stunt coordinator that I could learn the skill. And with training, I was able to do that. And that was a two-story high fall that I did in that show. Then I also drove the Batmobile.
Whoa.
That was my big job.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome. How exciting.
And actually, you want to hear someone really cool, because I know you're a big fan of Waterworld, Hollywood and that. Greg Dolph and I,
Greg.
that was our first job that we ever, that's where we met, in Chicago.
Wow.
And that was my first professional job, and I got to work with him. And now it's kind of funny that all these years later, we're back working
Long
together.
time. Yeah, he's I know he was the original Deacon.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, always enjoy his performance. And then, what are your impressions on the change of Waterworld? Do you like it? Do you
Oh,
have?
I do like it. I think it actually, the energy of the show just automatically changed. I'm not even just talking about stunts. I'm just talking about the whole show itself. Seemed like it went on some type of fast-paced treadmill. It's just more exciting, As soon as you walk in, you start to feel it. And then with the new stunts and the new fights and everything got a little bit tighter. Show got a little bit more exciting and faster, I believe. I don't. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, interesting. Because I'm pretty sure that the timing of the old show versus the new show is kind of the same. Just
Yeah,
it's
the timing of it is, but
timing.
the fight scenes and the stunts in general have, I guess we bumped up. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we bumped up the intensity level of the same show, but the intensity level is more in your face and more,
Yeah.
it heart pounding and.
Yeah, because I know. Yeah. But yeah,
So yeah, that's
Oh.
what I think.
Okay, that's awesome, because first of all, I'm a big fan of the new finale with all those fireworks coming out of the peninsula, the seaplane area, and the fuel tank. Oh, man. I can't stay over
Yeah,
that.
I
So much
think they
dead.
just added another piece of pyro not too long ago. I don't even know, on the airplane as it flies over.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
Did you see that?
from video I saw. It was actually.
Oh, from video, but you didn't see it live though when you're here.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's so much new power on the show. It's crazy. I know. On the right side of the gates, you got another high fall that does the fire dive near the end of the show.
Yeah,
Then,
those are two new pieces of pyro. So right there to shoot him off, or to get
yeah.
him, get him to fall.
And another place is where the Deacon shoots his big Bertha down over at the audience on the top deck of the eight the top of the tower. And got so much power all around the arena now. It's just, whoa, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
I like it.
yeah, yeah.
Because I know you
And
guys, yeah. Because I know you guys got a brand new audio overhaul throughout the entire show. You guys got those brand new speakers on top of us. You got
yeah,
Aux.
that's what I was gonna say too, that the new sound system plays a big not only do you hear the pyro, see the pyro, you get to feel the pyro, because
Oh, yeah.
there's a bunch of
Yeah.
subwoofers underneath you guys too, as you I mean you're
Yeah.
rattling your butts around.
Yeah, because
I miss this stuff.
I've been told that there are 24 subwoofers in each seating area. The total of 72 in that area in the arena, so yeah, that's a lot of that's a lot of
Yeah,
subwoofers.
it's something crazy. Whoever designed it, I mean, could you imagine, like, Here's what we want.
Oh man,
Have as
yeah.
much fun as you know, if you could build your dream sound system, your home stereo, what would you do?
Oh my gosh, there's so many speakers in that arena. It's just crazy. Is you know, you got the under bleachers, you got it on the actual atoll, you got the speakers above us, and the guns, of course.
Yeah. And now they have them all like they have all those speakers tweaked, so when you hear something to your left, it's actually in the left speaker. So
I noticed that. I'm like, man, there's a lot of different sound variations throughout the entire show. It's awesome because it's, I know, like, during the midst of this management changes, all these sound effects were all, like, the gun sounds were all fake, so you didn't really get the different sound effects from each gun now. But, you know, the new show, you actually have different gun sounds, and you guys brought back the cap guns for some. It's interesting to see the different type of guns used for a show. It's, you know, you got shotgun, you got machine gun, all these crazy stuff. But yeah, do you guys have anything to say? Sean?
Nope. All good still.
Alex? Alex? No?
I just like Waterworld. I prefer the 2.0 version.
2.0, yep. You guys are calling it 2.0 now. Yeah, so tell us what your audition process was like.
Let's see. When well, you know, the Sage character is new to
Yeah, he is.
Hollywood, so he's been in Singapore and Japan, but
Yeah.
not here.
Hollywood.
So I never really auditioned for Sage
Wow.
because I was already working here. I was the number
Yeah.
five character or the sidekick, and when I auditioned for that, I was actually working at the park already as a John Connor at the Terminator show.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, wow.
Yes,
That is
so
awesome.
I started working here in at the park at Universal in 2000, and I
Oh.
did John Connor for 7 years.
My very first trip.
Your very first trip.
Yeah. I remember seeing the show in Orlando because it was in Orlando first, and I told my dad, I said, I want to do that show. And then I came out to Hollywood and I auditioned for that show, and I got into that one, and then I kept coming back, kind of like you guys. I keep coming to Waterworld going, I really want to do this one.
Oh yeah.
And I auditioned to be the sidekick, and
Yeah, you did.
I auditioned with Sheridan,
Oh.
who's the deacon.
Yeah,
And
Sheridan, Chris.
we auditioned together, and we just had fun. We just had a great time. And for some reason, he was feeding me Scooby snacks every time I answered him correctly. It was kind of weird, but it was working. It was
Sheridan.
kind of fun. He patted my head and said I was a good boy, and you know, I just was his little golfing buddy. And
Yeah.
so we did that, read some dialogues at dry land a couple of times, and then from there, then we had then what they'll do is they'll pair you up, and then you'll learn a short fight sequence,
Oh.
3 to 5 punch fight, choreographed
Okay.
fight. And we did that, make sure we could throw some punches safely, and then we probably hit some pads and did some rolls and dive rolls and barrel rolls and made sure we could hit the ground. And then we had a strength test. They make you, it's like a little mini, what's it called? Like a little workout.
Okay.
Pull-ups and push-ups and, you know, it's a little CrossFit.
Okay, those.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
So we did
me.
like a little CrossFit thing and seeing how many pull-ups we could do and how many push-ups and how many sit-ups, and then that was it. Then you just gotta kind of wait to see if your number get pulled, and because we all wear numbers, little stickers, and then you just hope that they call your number and and see if you get a call back. And then if you made the call back, then they would take you to the actual set. And then they want you to jump off things off the set, off the towers, make sure you're not afraid of heights, and make sure you could swim. That's a big one.
you need to swim.
Yeah. And then, if everything works out and they need somebody like you, you're lucky enough to get put into the mix. And I've been lucky enough to be put into the mix for, I think I'm going on 12 years now with this show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it still has been going on for so long. It's just, there's so many new characters coming into the show now. You got Michelle Rubino. You got, who else? I don't know, so many of them.
So many of the new guys, you mean?
Yeah, the new guys. Yeah, there's a lot of them. All of them have been doing so well in the show. Because I know you guys got another Deacon. Got both new Helen and Mariner. What else? Jet Skier, I think. I don't know.
Jet Skier, yeah, we got Travis Quist. He's a new guy. I just worked with him tonight.
Ah, that's awesome.
Wyatt Carnell came in, and he's a new Mariner.
Mm-hmm.
It is
a bunch of new ones, and a bunch returning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's kind of what happens with this show is you get busy on the outside doing movies or film, and then you get a chance to come in here and do this show and, you know, vice versa.
So who is in your mix today for the show?
In this show, I worked with Greg Dolph for my first show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nate Hendrick came in to be the Deacon. I work with Wyatt as a Mariner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Jeff Schreiner, the fire diver.
Yep.
Melissa Pranther was my Helen.
Yep.
Mark Gomez was the jet skier, and Travis Quist came after him. Omar Hayward was the lackey. And Nick McGee.
Nick McGee.
He's a new guy. He's the water skier. He's a great guy.
All of them are great.
And then I worked with Dan.
Dan Gilbert?
Dan Gilbert. Yeah, it was the tiny today.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I know too many of the cast. It's just, Dan Gilbert. Long Allen. I just pop it out right in my head, you know.
Yeah. You hear the names?
Oh, yeah. So, how many shows do you usually do? Let's say on a Wednesday, on a summer day.
On a summer day, we'll do, normally one cast will do four shows.
Mm-hmm.
In a summertime peak day, they'll schedule 10 to 11 to 12 shows. And then we divide those among three casts.
Ah, okay.
So, like, today, there was an AM and a PM cast, and then a third shift. So, there were 10 shows. So, AM and PM got 4 shows, and the third shift got 2.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I know at one point, the show had 14 shows in a day.
Yeah.
That's Greg Doff.
I hope that comes back. That was good. Those are good times. That's
It's a lot of shows. But, you know, if I'm going to watch all 14 shows, it's going to be a lot of work.
That's, yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, just constantly coming back every 45 minutes.
Or just don't leave.
Yeah. You guys can take me backstage, you know. Yeah, okay, show's getting ready to start. Move out. First one in the audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Aha. Yeah, do you guys have any questions that popped up in your head at the moment?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh.
So, Sean, do you prefer night shows or day shows?
Night shows. I mean, they're very they're cool in a couple different ways. I mean, the day shows are fun because then people want to get more wet. So that's always kind of fun because they're hot and, you know, and they're all happy when you spray them with a bucket. But the night shows are just something even more special because those people are still crazy too. They still want to get wet.
Oh.
The energy of the night crowd itself is amazing. They're all
pumped. It really is.
And then on top of that, the show looks amazing with the fire and the pyro. Oh. Yeah, and the fire dive is just... Oh. He just looks like a big burning, you know, like yeah. Burning Man up there. It's crazy. So, yeah. So I would say night shows are the best things to see.
Same here. It's all night shows for me.
I agree.
My 6-year-old son told me that too the other day. He came out and saw the show and he said, "I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Dad, but when you work at night, the show is better." So even he knows.
That's really funny. Yeah, me, I prefer night shows. Alex, what do you prefer?
Night shows.
Night shows, yep. We all agree night shows. That's okay.
It actually depends. I prefer, like, going, like probably the 2 p.m. or 3 p.m., like, just to, I like to get on the soak zone and get wet.
I've never been into soak zone in my life, guys, okay? Maybe next time, Sean, when you see me. Never been.
Do that. Yeah. You haven't experienced Waterworld.
I know. Yet. Yeah, I haven't. You know, next time park, if you see me, just spray me. You know, I'm happy for that. Yeah. So, okay, another question. Why do you think Waterworld is such a main attraction in the park?
Well, I think number one, it's a great story. I mean, it's 17 minutes, but it's a great story from beginning to end. It's got a nice little, I just think it's a good show anyway. It's just well written. You know, it's well rounded. It has, mm-hmm. you know, it has excitement, it has a, you know, climax, and then, you know, it's all good that way. And then also, I think a big part of it is because of the water. It's almost like now with the new sound system, it's even more like, you know, I compare it to, like, I don't compare it, but it's similar to like the Shrek ride. You know,
Shrek ride.
It bumps you around, and then you get a little bit wet. Yeah, the audio, but then you get like sprayed with a little bit of water, and you're like, oh, what is that? So it's like, I think the magic of Waterworld and the reason why it still works and why it's just, if it was just a show,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great. But the fact that the audience gets involved with it so much, and especially now, I think that's why when they made this 2.0 version, they wanted even more audience to be involved in it. Because once you feel like you're really a part of it, literally getting hit by water, by the jet ski, is just exciting, you know, and it changes every time. You don't know who's going to get wet because even if you don't get wet and the person next to you gets hit with a bucket of water, that's still just as funny. You know? So you got that coming. So it's just enjoyable because it's not just like a show. It crosses the boundaries. It breaks that fourth wall. And mm-hmm. it comes at you. You can smell the smoke. You can feel the fire. I think that's the magic of the show itself, is that it hits all those extra senses where
it really does.
Just a nice little, you know, yeah. So that's why.
As you know, the biggest wow factor is the seaplane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's no stunt show that has a random seaplane just jumping out of you for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, because the other stunt shows. Or at Disney's Hollywood Studios, their car show, then it's okay. But Waterworld's better. I remember I brought in a few friends who never saw Waterworld. Then I told him, "Oh, you mean that? It's once he saw Waterworld, I was like, I don't want to watch it because his movie was bad. So like, it's probably the same as the movie." But I'm saying, no, I'm not gonna spoil anything. Just say. It's the number one rated stunt show in the world. Okay, that's, you know, seaplane, fire dive, finale.
It's
all the wild factors of the show.
It Yeah, it does. The seaplane is exciting, especially because it's coming right at you. It's free flying. You don't know where it's going to go. It's exciting, you know. You don't know if it's going to come and crash into you. And yeah, so that's another part of that other fourth wall that it's breaking, because we're literally pushing it across the, you know, the railing there.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, it's I know that Pat told us that the wings of the seaplane are actually backwards. So
yes,
so it doesn't go up.
Yeah, it doesn't go up. It goes down.
Now, I'm pretty sure you don't want a seaplane to actually go up. And
no, that whole thing is pretty amazing. I don't understand it. Just people.
I don't understand it too. So all I know that. Yeah.
They try to dumb it down for me, and like, you know, the computer knows how much it weighs, what the wind is, and you know it will only send it a certain amount of pressure. I don't know the way it
it's really complex. It's got so many, mechanics going with the seaplane. You got the launch, pressure, pyro, sound. It's all happening at once. Which is crazy. The SET booth up and back is doing all the work. It's only two people. And plus, I know in the actual arena itself, or in the set, you got two people on the actual set doing all the pyro so they can send it off safely. Now, it's all technical. It's all safety aspects for a show. You know, safety is number one for this kind of show. Because I'm pretty sure you don't want people to catch on fire unless if you're a deacon and you're wearing all this clothing. And
yeah, all your Nomex and fireproof stuff. Yeah.
It's crazy to see. Once the Atoller, I'm just gonna use Shriner because he's the one I see him the most, who does the fire dive, falls down, then gets ready for the fire dive. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy process for him. You know, doing two things at once, transitioning. Is me? I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, crossover between two different acts or characters. But yeah, what is your favorite stunt in the new show?
In the show itself, like what I get to do, my new favorite thing is a shackle drop. I never got to do that before, so that was fun.
But yeah, what's your favorite stunt overall? During the show.
What is that? Trying to think what I really like.
Yeah.
I like some of the new fights. I like some of the. Oh, I know what I really like. It's not even. It's just kind of cool. We used to do a pipe fight back in the old show. And it's been replaced with that battle axe. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, up there.
Yeah, I just love how vicious and mean that looks.
Oh, man.
The guy gets hit in the head with the battle axe. I mean, it's just, I like stuff like that, you know? And the caveman is cool, too. The flying caveman, that's fun.
Yeah, it's cool. You guys, what's your favorite stunt? Sean?
Probably still the fire dive, yeah.
Still fire dive? Alex?
Fire dive.
For me it has to be the smoker high jump or the smoker high fall over in front of an audience. That's just
I also favor were like when the Marrier when Deacon says let's use the real chicken of the sea, and then Marrier like makes that jump and then boom explosions.
True.
That's called the crate jump. That's what we crate call jump. That the crate jump.
Great jump. Yeah, he's. It's a pretty crazy stunt. He's got pyro literally like right behind the Mariner. It's kind of scary. I think I would be good as a Atoller. I think it's gonna happen for me. So let's talk about improv. So what do you guys do when, you know, let's say something goes wrong? Are you guys trained to do improv if something doesn't go as planned?
Yes. For the most, well, are you referring to the Sage characters?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. It's your character.
If the Sage character and her boat dies or something like that, or, you know, nothing big, all the Sages, the ones that we have right now, they're all, my brother trained as well as improv in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Lon is an improv guy. RC is improv. We've all studied it before. So it's kind of one of the reasons why we became Sage to begin with, is because that was one of the cushion, I guess, that when things did go wrong, that the, because before, when it was a voiceover, when something would go wrong, there's really nothing you can do or say. You know, yeah. You just gotta kind of deal with it, and then the audience knew something was wrong because the show stopped, you know, and it's, but you couldn't talk to them. Yeah. So that's what's nice about the Sage, is that you can improvise a little bit and have a little fun with it, or, you know, explain or figure out what we can do about the situation, and keep entertaining the crowd so that they're still in it. You know, the Atollers are still a part of it. And, you know, just because their boat died, you know, it, you know, everyone's boat dies sooner or later on the Atoll, so everyone should know that.
Yeah.
So it's just a way to keep the story alive.
Yeah, because I know my trip before, I recently went to the Helen boat breakdown. It was with Melissa and Lon. I was like, oh boy. Oh. Because the boat literally, like, stopped right before she came up the platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh. At least it wasn't when she went across the lagoon. Because that would have been pretty bad.
That would have been really bad, yeah.
Yes. Because, you know, after, like, the announcement saying there's a technical difficulty, I'm like, okay. Then we go right into the pre-show. Always a blast. During that. Yeah.
It happens. You still have fun. You keep the story going. Mm-hmm. And as far as, like, being trained, you know, we also still we still know the story of Waterworld and the Atollers and where we're at. And you keep that alive as much as you can. And then before you know it, you know, the show started back up again and you didn't really miss a beat.
Yeah.
And sometimes, to be honest with you, when something does go wrong like that and the audience sees that we're trying so hard to get the show back on track, they'll come up to you after the show and thank us for working so hard, you know, and they knew they saw something special. And they really appreciate us, you know, keep trying and succeeding in getting that show up and running again.
Wow.
It's weird. It's like, you know, you think, like, I don't know. I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Instead of going, hey, this show broke, and you know, they're like, hey, man, thanks. You know, we didn't think it was going to happen, and then you guys said, you know, we'd be right back, and then you guys came back, and then, you know.
Yeah. I know people were complaining. I know over at Disneyland, when the fireworks don't happen, people start going crazy. Saying, oh, no fireworks? I paid $96. No fireworks.
Yeah.
It's kind of – the good thing about Waterworld is that it's a show, and – you know, you don't really need to have, there's not really any issues with the weather, except if it heavily rains and gotta cancel it. I remember I've been to a show like that before where they canceled. I was like, oh, this is quite interesting. So, you know, it's heavily raining, the pool's filling up more, get wet more. It's been pretty interesting, although we haven't had rain for like over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need our rain.
Break the drought. Yeah, usually we can always pull off a show, no matter what type of weather we're in.
Yeah.
If it's downpouring, it gets kind of dangerous for, you know, well, for everyone. But the jet skiers, you know, I can't really see.
Yeah.
Because all the water, all the raindrops are hitting them in the face. I mean, that's if it's downpouring, you know.
The good thing is about your character is that, you know, you have a mic now, because I know before Sage was Seth replaced Sage, I assume. That's kind of my assumption, because I know.
Where is Seth?
Where is Seth? Did he move to another atoll?
Yeah, maybe he did. I think he moved out. They kicked him out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when I saw you, like, what atoll are you from? They're like, dude, do you know how to answer? I'm like, oh my gosh. Hey guys, remember next time, Alex, Dallas, and Sean, when he asks you what atoll you're from, it's your city, okay? Now you know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to, you know, I, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure the Deacon overran our atoll a few weeks ago, so right now it's pretty quiet here in the atoll. It's pretty good.
I actually always do.
Huh, that's awesome. Okay, tell us what's the purpose of the pre-show.
Well, it's just that. It's kind of the Clifton, you know, Waterworld's been, the movie has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people haven't seen the movie. So,
yeah,
you know, or if they did, they saw it a long time ago, you know. So I just, my idea for the pre-show is to give them kind of a cliff note of what they're going to see, kind of call out who the bad guys are, who the good guys are, and yep. Introduce everyone as the Atollers. And that's my little game to bring you into our little world of Waterworld, and letting you know that the mutants are running wild and they're, you know, that they're not bad people, but, you know, there could be some around you. And definitely smoker spies could be anywhere. I got to keep a lookout for them as Sage. I'm in charge of keeping the atoll safe.
Mm-hmm. And, but something happens.
Yeah, something's going to happen, because otherwise this show wouldn't be that exciting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then you kind of – I like the little version of the pre-show where you hear the words smoker, atoll, Deacon, Helen, you hear all those things, so when the show actually starts,
you actually know.
You already know. You don't have to be within the show in 5 minutes and then start figuring out, oh, he must be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know right away, as soon as Sage said something about a smoker not being a good guy, that you got to watch out for them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's the part of bringing the audience in as atollers and coming into our little, you know, creating this world for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another part of it too is the game. I call it the game when we go back and forth and stuff like that. You know, I just want to get the energy pumped up so you guys, you know, because a lot of you guys are the faster and the harder we're gonna, you know, work on the show for you when the Deacon does come out and the Mariner comes out. When you guys are pumping, we're pumping too. So that's my biggest thing at the end. You know, at the end of the pre-show, I want to be tired, so that I know that the rest of the show is going to be on fire.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah, you think? I know the last I saw, both section one and section two were full, but the third side was empty. I remember when that happened. You're only two people on the third side. Oh my gosh. It's too funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Oh my gosh. I will always remember that moment. Good times.
I would when I was doing that part in the outro, I'd take one person over there, just sit him in a green seat and just make him in my cheerleader.
Yeah. So what do you miss about the old version of Waterworld?
I don't think I really missed too much, actually.
That's good. For me, I kind of miss the humor. But, you know, I don't want to see too much humor in the show, because that takes away from the show a little bit. Because I know in that eyeball scene, I really miss that old eyeball scene. That's always my favorite.
Oh, with the shave and the haircut and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think the idea was just to get the show tighter and get to the action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I like it. I'll always a good show. But, yeah. Let's see. How long were you in the show for? I think we've already answered this. 12 years, right?
12 years, yeah.
So, I believe you're the Deacon's sidekick before you moved to Sage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I remember that. It's been good times. Okay, Do you have an annual pass to Universal Studios Hollywood?
Do I?
Yes, do you?
I have my employee pass.
Yeah,
you
have an employee
ID.
Mm. That works.
So that gives me an annual pass, but my wife and my two kids have annual passes.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, just go whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, to come see Dad at work.
Yep. It's kind of weird seeing you. Hey, there's Daddy. He's fighting people. Saying, yes, he's my daddy. Yes. He's beating people up. That's what I like. You know. It's all interesting to see. Okay, I guess we've already answered this. What is your role in the show? I think we pretty much answered this. So you're the leader of the Atoll. You keep these Atolls secure. When stuff happens, you try to help with it, but smokers come in through the Atoll, like that jet ski launch in the first one.
Yeah.
That's actually my favorite stunt.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's my favorite stunt too, actually.
Yeah.
It's the first one, so a lot of people, and there's so much stuff after that you kind of forget about it sometimes.
Yeah.
You remember it later as you're like eating lunch. You're like, oh yeah, and a guy came out on the skis. I mean, they launch those guys from, I think it's from 0 to 30 to shoot them out of that.
Oh, that's bad. Kind of fast for a jet ski. But it's awesome.
The guy's just hanging onto a rope.
Yeah, and just jumping out into the water. It's been doing pretty well. And then the jet skier actually, bam, it's the boat steering. Like, oh, I love that. It's just bam. Then he goes under the set and does something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then he goes and climbs into he puts on shoes. He gets out of his skis and he puts on some shoes and he jumps on the Deacon boat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
And he's going to drive the Deacon out now.
Yep. Okay, well, do you guys have any further questions for Sean?
Nope, honestly not.
Alex? Alex?
No, probably not.
No? Okay, well, that's all of the questions we have for you. Now let's get into the viewer questions. Okay, so this one is from Steven. What is your favorite attraction at the park besides Waterworld? Favorite attraction in the park?
Favorite attraction? Transformers.
Transformers. Great choice. For me, it's all Jurassic Park.
I was going to say Jurassic Park, too.
Okay, both work. Sean, what's your favorite?
If I can consider Studio Tours an actual ride, then obviously Studio Tours for me.
Or Studio Tour. You can't beat the Studio Tour. And this one is from Chris. What do you guys do to spice things up in order for you guys to not get bored each time, every single time you do the show?
Oh, we don't do anything.
Yeah, just keep as is.
That's a recipe for disaster right there. If you're trying to spice up, you know.
Yeah, that's not.
Fire.
It depends what he's trying to say. You know, here's the deal. If you're bored doing this job, you need to go find another job.
Yep.
So there's no reason for us to spice up anything. Our job is spice stuff. Just
it is.
You know, so because sometimes, you know, people, not here, but yeah, no, if that's what he's asking me, you know, but yeah, I don't think we don't do anything really to mess with each other because that becomes a safety thing. And that's
safety. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to become a liability to the park and the company. Know? Yeah. You don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is from our friend Alex. Alex, you know, how is backstage like?
Oh yeah.
What is backstage like?
Backstage? Well, we have a big trailer, and one half of the trailer is all the wardrobe. We have two locker rooms. And then we have a green room with a couple couches and a chair. Flat screen TV. And we watch World Cup and stuff in between shows.
Oh, wow.
And then that's our trailer. And then outside, there's like a vending machine or something and some chairs you can sit on. Picnic tables.
So it's a pretty nice backstage.
It's nice. You're comfortable for sure. Yeah. And then the cafeteria is only just, I don't know, like 200 feet away. Well, that's not bad either.
Eh. And then the famous hot bar, I call it. Shit, I forgot. I forgot the. It's that little pool you guys have. I forget the hot tub. I had a hot tub.
Oh, yes. The hot tub. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we have a hot tub.
You know, when it's really cold, just jump in there, get your core muscles are warmed up again for the next show.
Yeah, because, kind of I mean, in the wintertime, you can feel it, too. You'll do, like, you know, four shows or something, and then by that fourth show, you're, like, shivering before the show even starts because you lose all that heat throughout the day.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there isn't any show in the world where it involves water that much for people. You know, you guys jump in there like every day for 60 minute sun show, maybe like hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it keeps your muscles loose and
yeah, it does.
Aches and pains or whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's a fun job, very athletic, but you know, you guys are a family together. You connect with each other, party, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we do all that stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I know the overseas shows in Japan and Singapore, they do 2-3 shows a day. So if you can break down with Hollywood, it's kind of, oh boy.
Yeah, we got a couple of those guys now that came in from Singapore.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah,
how many shows? He goes, I did more shows today than in 3 weeks over there.
Yep. Kind of, you know, it's because, you know, the overseas arena for both the overseas shows are huge.
They're huge, and then somebody told me that the parks are smaller as well.
Big,
yeah.
Singapore is the smallest. It's actually smaller than our park, as I've been told.
Yeah.
But you know, Japan, it's huge. You got all the classic attractions. You got Back to the Future, Jaws. Now you got Harry Potter. Got all those attractions.
Wow.
And yeah, they kept all those attractions. There's no Simpsons there. There's no Transformers. No Despicable Me. But there is a Water World. Wow. Always enjoy yourself.
That's crazy.
Japan's just keeping all of these attractions and expanding their park even bigger. Because what Harry Potter and Japan took was a parking lot. Here, we had to take away the Gibson Amphitheater.
That's a problem of the hill. There's not a lot of room to build things here.
There's not.
To tear it down to build something new.
I know a lot of my friends were sad that Gibson was destroyed. Hey, guys, they're building another amphitheater soon.
Yeah. Stay tuned. I think it's just across the street or something, too.
Yeah, it's pretty much official. They're building one. And, let's see. Anything? You guys have any final words?
Nope.
Waterworld will live on.
Waterworld will live on. It's been an amazing 19-year journey for Waterworld.
Yeah, 19, and doesn't look like it's slowing down.
It's not.
It looks like it's speeding up, actually. So
I'm a big fan of the show and fan of the movie.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Yeah. But it's good. And next year, you guys are celebrating 20 years of Waterworld.
Yeah,
and the theme park. So next year is a really big year for the park, celebrating 50 years with what do you call it? Fast and Furious, Springfield, Nighttime City Tours, 20-year anniversary of Waterworld. There's so many things going on next year. It's gonna be all exciting.
The whole park is going crazy now.
They are.
I mean, they got some really cool things coming up in the next 5 years.
Oh man,
they got a cool little 5-year plan.
Yeah, it all started when Transformers opened. Thinking Transformers. We love you. And is someone okay? So yeah, such an amazing journey, and you know, with the plaza opened, it's good to see some new press in the area. But yeah, have you been to any of the seasonal events at the park, Grinchmas, Halloween Horror Nights?
Grinchmas I do every year. Halloween Horror Nights I don't really get to. I haven't done that in a couple of years. But I used to do the Slaughter World shows.
They need to bring it back.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, because we're hearing that there are no shows for Halloween Horror Nights this year, so we're not sure how that's gonna hold the issue unless Universal is like, hey guys, we're going to you, we're gonna open Waterworld for Halloween Horror Nights. Like, oh, more night time shows for Waterworld.
Oh, I got one quick question.
Go ahead.
Will you ever visit have you ever visited any of the Waterworld shows in other Universal parks like Singapore and Japan?
No, I never had a chance to.
Yeah, so I'm hearing extra audio, so yeah. But yeah, Sean, have any last questions, comments, concerns, anything?
Nope, just love the show. Can't wait to see it again, so.
Yeah.
All I got to say.
Yeah, and for me, can't wait to see the show grow even more with the amount of people coming into the show now, because I know the attendance for the Waterworld show is going extremely high now with the new show.
Yeah, they're wanting to bring more and more people in. You know, that's why we got more bleachers and.
Yeah, a lot of new bleachers. It's crazy, because I know before you guys had 2,500 seats. Now you guys got another 700 seats.
Yeah, and they're getting filled up.
They are getting filled up quite well, I gotta say.
Yeah, so this is good. Your website and all this other things, you know, that people are talking about it, you know, because a lot of people when they come to the park, they don't heard about Waterworld or
yeah, not know yeah, about really. It. Yeah, I know there's a lot of first time visitors to the park, and they have no idea what this park is, and then when they see Waterworld,
I think it's such an iconic part of Universal. It is in general. It's a great show no matter what, but I think you got to have a stunt show at Universal.
You just have to. Stunt show. Yeah. Because I know all the Universal parks at Waterworld, except for Florida, they have two shows, Poseidon's Fury and Sinbad. So they're the two shows, but prefer Waterworld.
I love Poseidon's Fury.
Poseidon's Fury is okay. But, you don't really have anything else to talk about, so thank you, Sean, for joining us here tonight on our awesome interview. Yeah, I was looking forward to this day since the day I met you.
Oh, cool, okay. Man! Thanks, man. I'm happy I was able to do it. I can't wait to see you at the park too.
Oh, trust me, I'll be there sooner than you think.
Right on.
Yeah, 9-year annual pass member to the park. It's
wow. Are you really?
9 years, yeah. I've been going ever since seeing Waterworld each time. Because I remember back in my... I remember when I was young, I was too scared to watch Waterworld because of the loud sounds and guns.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but now I was like, I'm fine with it. Although I wasn't a big fan of Terminator. Well, I love Terminator. I went there for closing day back on December 31st. I'm not really a big fan of loud gunshots, but...
Yeah. That show was loud.
It's really way too loud. Yeah, because it's all indoors, so you got all the sound inside of you. Waterworld, you have the entire area around you to move the sound. And there's a lot of smoke in the show for Waterworld. So much smoke. It's like people each time kept on waving their hands over their nose. Like, but hey, it's a show. You don't expect any type of show to produce that much content and power in the show. I know Pat told us that there are about 65 pyrotechnic effects in the show, which is crazy. I'm pretty sure there's not any stunt show that has that many pyrotechnics. pyrotechnic effects, fire, fireworks, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's crazy. But, anyway, well, thanks, Sean, for joining us again. Thanks for joining us again, and, we have some exciting plans for the end of the year. We plan on bringing all of our special guests, including our interview, to our end of the year podcast. We're all going to talk at once. It's right now, we have about 12 people for end of the year, I think. So it's just going to keep on growing. It's going to be crazy to see here how the show goes for us here at USH Today. And, now it's time to wrap up the show. Well, thank you guys for joining us for interview number 2 for Friday, July 18th. Be sure to rate us on iTunes. We would love to have some ratings on iTunes. And be sure to visit our website at ushtoday.com for all of your news, photos, articles about Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Orlando Resort. And be sure to check out our Waterworld article. Read through a long page of commentary, pictures, video, cast notes, all on that page. God, we have a lot of great photos for you guys to see. If you guys haven't seen Waterworld, go see it. So I'm pretty sure I have a lot of friends who haven't seen Waterworld recently. But for my friends that are listening, go to Universal. I know you guys don't like Universal, but if you guys watch Waterworld, you'll love it. But, yeah, going back on track, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/USHtoday. Follow us on Instagram at USHtoday. Then subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/USHtoday. And, yeah, like us on Facebook. We'd like to have 100 likes very soon. And, yeah, have a tramtastic day. Everything is awesome.